The new proposal released by the State Council is calling on employers to let their employees start their time off during summer a few hours early on Friday afternoons, as long as conditions permit. Word of the proposal is being applauded by some.
For those working in high-pressure situations, it would be good for their health, even if a weekend is only extended by less than a day.
People can use this extra time either to travel or to meet with their parents. It surely will bring some benefits.
The proposal is among a slew of new measures aimed at promoting tourism-related investment and consumption.Travel industry observers are suggesting the new proposals could help ease nationwide tourist congestion during the national holidays, or so-called golden weeks. Nanning-based travel service manager Jiang Yuanyuan says her company has begun to design tourist packages which will fit into a window less than 3 days.
We predict that short-distance trips around cities would be preferred by our customers, while self-guided and driving tours are also expected to become more popular.
However, not everyone is sure the new program will work.
The changes will not make any difference because the workload before and after the trip will remain same. Those who take off early will just have to make up the work at a different time.
It won't change anything for the people like me who are not working for the government institutions. My vacation times are totally decided on by my boss.
A survey by the Ministry of Human Resources shows only around half of Chinese employees actually use their paid vacations. The same analysis shows party and government organizations, state-owned enterprises, and foreign-founding companies are much better at honoring their requirements for paid vacation than private firms.Xu Guangjian, a professor of public administration studies with the Renmin University, says there are numerous reasons for this.
Employers are worried about the costs. Local governments are often unwilling to give their employees the time off, and many employees tend to just give up their vacations, as they will only make the basic salary during their time off, which is often really low.
As part of the new document released this week by the State Council, more tourism infrastructure is going to be built before 2020, including cruise ship ports and parks for recreational vehicles. Steps are also being taken to make existing tourism facilities better, including public toilets at tourist attractions. More private investment is also being encouraged in the tourism industry. For CRI, this is Yu Yang.